Book the Second, Riches. Chapter 1. Fellow Travellers. In the autumn of the year, darkness and night were creeping up to the highest ridges of the Alps. It was vintage time in the valleys on the Swiss side of the pass of the giant Saint Bernard and along the banks of the Lake Geneva. The air there was charged with the scent of gathered grapes. Baskets, troughs, and tubs of grapes stood in the dim village doorways, stopped the steep and narrow village streets, and had been carrying all day along the roads and lanes. Grapes, split and crushed underfoot, lay about everywhere. The children, carried in a sling by the laden peasant woman toiling home, was quieted with picked-up grapes. The idiot, sunning his big goiter under the leaves of the wooden chalet by the way to the waterfall, sat munching grapes. The breath of the cows and goats was redolent of leaves and stalks of grapes. The company in every little cabaret were eating, drinking, talking grapes. A pity that no ripe touch of this generous abundance could be given to the thin, hard, stony wine, which after all was made from the grapes. The air had been warm and transparent through the whole of the bright day. Shining...